What is this? God ain't in your pocket. I remember when we used to pray every single day. Your boy Dre is back. And that intro right there, that song right there, you know, that one's a little deep because, you know, we all know that song back in the day. But the real thing is, you know, I remember when we used to pray, man. Like, I remember when we prayed and we asked God for every move and every step. And nowadays, people lost so much faith because death in the families and, you know, when someone innocent dies or, when a parent dies, we lose that faith. You no longer want to hold on to faith because you're like, God, why would you take away this person to me? Now, today's episode is based off of an atheist story. And this is a deep episode for me because when I went through my phase of not believing in God, I was one of those people that didn't believe in God because of what happened to me in the past. No, I don't have a story of Me Too or none of that stuff has happened to me, but I do have a story of my niece passing away. And being raised in the church in 1996, my mother started going to church. I was always not forced to go, but there was a reason. I mean, I was forced to go. Like, let's not get it twisted. I was forced to go. But now I don't look at it as forced to go. At that time, I did. Because I was a kid, I was into, you know, my games, playing Pokemon cards and Yu-Gi-Oh! And, you know, all those great things we had when we were younger. So when I'd be outside playing, having a good time, and then I was told, hey, we're about to go to church tonight. Of course, it hurt me as a kid. Like, that was me as a child, wanting to have fun, wanting to fit in with everybody else. And it was taken away from me every time church was happening. The church I used to go to Wednesday nights, you know, we had Bible study. It was 7. But sometimes we go from 7 to 7 in the morning. You know, like we had a, you might as well have brought a tent and some, you know, some wood and some fire to get ready to camp there all night. And then you had Friday night service, which was, you know, that wasn't Bible study. That was more of a actual service for people that needed, you know, help in their life. So that service would go from about 7 till 7 that Sunday, like Friday night at 7 till Sunday morning at 7. I'm just joking. It wasn't that long, but it felt like that. And when I was younger, it irritated me because I'm like, I'm here for all these hours. My mom's just sitting here and they're doing the same thing over and over. And it just hurt when you're young and you go through that. But there's a reasoning to it. And I'm going to tell you guys my story of me becoming close to God. Because a lot of people ask me, when did you get so religious? And when I don't like saying the word religious. Religious to me is like, when did you get into religion? To me, I don't like saying religious or religion. I have to say that when I'm referring to things because that's what people base it off of. But I like just saying, if you ask me questions like, when did you become a Christian? You know what I mean? I'm cool with that. You know, you're not going to say, when did you become a Pentecost? Because I am Pentecostal. But you're not going to say, when did you become a Pentecostal? So, I mean, if you say, when did you become a Christian? I can easily tell you. But when you say, when did you become religious? To me, it's just like, I don't like saying religious because everyone has so much. There's so many different religions out there, and I truly only believe in one. But I respect, you know, where people stand with theirs if you respect mine. You know what I'm saying? If you attack me, I'm not going to attack you, but I am going to defend myself. You know what I mean? Not debate, but defend. So the story of me, I was brought up in the church in 96 with my mother. And if anyone knows, the 90s was such a crazy time with all the cool stuff that came out, Tamagotchi pets and Furbies and all those things. So I was in church and we was having a good time. Everything was cool and smooth. But then a word had came. And the word was that Pokemon were a bad thing. Now, me being such a huge Pokemon lover and loving, obsessing Pokemon, that was like where I drew the line. It was just like, no, you're not going to tell me. I heard about not having sex. I heard about not smoking. I heard about not drinking. I heard about not clubbing, but you ain't finna tell me there's something wrong with some Pokemon. Like, that's the one thing that I ain't gonna let slide. Like, ain't no Pokemon. I was just real hurt by that. So that's when I think the, what's the word? Where the rebelling began, if you want to say, like, where the defiance began for me, where I started saying, I don't like this style of living. I don't like being told what I can and what I can't have. I'm cool with the other stuff because I wasn't old enough to really care about the other stuff yet. But the Pokemon was just like, oh man, y'all hurting me. And then what was being told to us was that Pokemon were actually pocket monsters, which stood for demons in your pocket. Like, you were carrying demons in your pocket. And I kept saying, but that don't make no sense. And then a brother in the church, I'll never forget, Brother Rob, had explained it. And he said, think about what Pokemon does to you. And I said, what do you mean what it does to you? Like, as a kid, I'm like, there's no explanation you can give me to what it does for me. And he broke it down, and it made the most sense to me. Sometimes you just need that right person, God was in the right person or the right thing, to give you an explanation that you wouldn't understand from anybody else. My mom didn't watch Pokemon, so she couldn't really explain it to me. She just told me that we need to step away from it. But he broke it down to me and said, think about it. Everyone in the world loves Pokemon, right? Then on top of everyone loving Pokemon, if a kid loses anything to do with their Pokemon, whether it's a game, the Game Boy games that came out, the cards that came out, what, no matter what it is, if you lose anything to do with Pokemon, your entire heart fell out of your chest. Like, you no longer want to exist in this world. And I know anyone that was in Pokemon can relate to this. So I start saying, but what's wrong with them? And they're just little innocent monsters. They don't do anything. They're not like demons. He's like, the addiction that comes behind them. He said, answer this question for me. Can you give it up right now and not touch it again? For 5 days, can you do that? I said, I can try it. I tried it. I failed. Like, after 2 days, I was like, I need to go back to it. What's the difference between that and a drug? It's an addiction. And I didn't notice that it carried that with it. So Pokemon was hard on me. So that's when my rebellion began against the church. Then as I got older, got into Dragon Ball Z heavily. And then I was told I couldn't watch Dragon Ball Z. Why can't I watch Dragon Ball Z? And it was like, I got the whole breakdown on why Dragon Ball Z was bad. So it was like, that was another line drawn. That just hurt me. I wasn't spiritually ready to handle the anime world yet. So I'm just sitting here thinking, like, what am I going to do with myself? These are my childhood things. These are the things that I live for. Like, they got to that point. I didn't care about girlfriends and stuff. I care more about having those things. But God was letting me know those things were distracting me from Him. Anything that can distract you from God, people, please understand. It could be food. It could be drugs. That is a distraction set up for the devil, because the devil knows on earth what gets to us. Maybe for you it's music. Maybe you have to be listening to the newest album of a new artist, or when Biggie and Tupac was coming out in them times, you had to have that album. No one's going to tell you otherwise. If there was a concert, you had to be at a concert. No one's going to tell you otherwise. Just things like that, you know what I mean? So my rebellion began with my anime and my personal stuff being attacked. Then I became a teen. You know, I'm, you know, a teenager at this time. My niece was born from my sister Larissa, and her and Lance had a child, which was my sister's husband at the time. And they had Trinity. She's beautiful, and she had a strong, powerful name. I mean, Trinity is no joke to have a name like that. I had such a bond with her as a little baby, and I would play with her, and I'm young at the time, and I would play with her, because I have bonds with my nieces and nephews that are, like, unbreakable. Like, me and my nieces and nephews have crazy connections, even though they don't be on here listening to the podcast. But I do have a bond with all of them. I love them all to death in different ways. We all have different relationships, which is cool. Praying for my nephew June, by the way. Praying that he comes back to where he needs to be. But anyways, so my niece, she was only a few months. I can't remember the exact, but probably 6, 7 months, 8. I could be wrong. I don't know. But I had such a bond with her. She was so innocent. And one day we're in church. We're praising God. And we're having a good time in church. And at this time, I started, you know, getting in church a little bit more. I wasn't so rebellious at this time. Like, I didn't want to be there, but I wasn't like, whatever. It was just more like, I'll just go because I want to get this done. Like, I'll just go. So we're in church. We get a call in church that Trinity was rushed to the hospital. And the first thing that pops in, I see my sister's reaction, and even thinking about it gets me, you know, teared up a little bit. But seeing her reaction, and then my mom, and me being, you know, a teen at this time, not knowing what's going on, then we get in the car and we're praying, and you always know if your family's heavy praying, something's not good. So we're praying in the car. We're heading to the hospital. We're going to go see. We get there, and the doctor lets, you know, us know the wait in the waiting room. We're panicking. We're still praying. Then the moment that affected my life and made me become, what made me turn to an atheist for that moment, because obviously now I'm not, was when that doctor came out and said she's no longer here. She was blue. She was no longer breathing. She is gone. God has taken a child. At that time, you know, a lot of people, it's with your mother or your father. If you lose a mom or you lose a dad, it's like God doesn't exist because you wouldn't take that from me. With me, that was my niece, because not any of my nieces and nephews had passed away. And for someone so young, I just blamed God. I said, God, how could you? What did this girl do? She's not evil. She's not dark. She didn't have nothing in her. Why did you do this? You know, and it took so much for me to forgive. So much for me. I just was so hurt. And I just kept saying every day to myself, God doesn't exist. I trained my mind to believe that he did not exist. I went from already having rebellion. See, we can carry things over from our younger ages all the way up to our older. And that's what happened with me. I went from being rebellion, from the church telling me what to do, to taking away things from me when I was a child, then becoming a teen, taking a child away from me that I wanted another bond with. Because I love all my family, but my niece and nephews, like I said, special bond. So I was just hurt. Like, God doesn't exist. He took away my niece. And I started training my mind to believe that. Anytime I heard anything about God, I was just like, no, no, no. Then at this time, my mother had started a church that was actually in our home, that was in the basement. And we would go to church every Sunday downstairs and have a service. But I was in there clowning. I didn't want to be there. I didn't care about it. Never talked to my mom about it. Never talked to anybody about it. I didn't care. Then I would go upstairs after church and go right into swearing, cussing, putting some words into my, you know, I can't believe to this day that I was doing this, but telling my nieces and nephews, like, y'all need to stop believing in God and God's not real and all this stuff. I went from saying God's a great person to all of a sudden God's evil. And I just went crazy with it. Like, it got real out of hand because I was hurt. That's what hurt does to you. You know, so these shooters that do their stuff and they go shoot up jobs and all that, they deserve to be punished. That's why I hate when they kill themselves, because they deserve to be punished. But at the same time, they're rotten hell for killing themselves anyway. But I always think these people that do it, a lot of times they had a job, they were solid in their job, and then they got fired. That's your everything you had, your balance, everything in your mind, every schedule, every plan gets destroyed from when you got your. So they decide the retarded way, I'm going to get a gun and I'm going to go shoot up a school, or I'm going to go shoot up my job. That's the craziest, dumbest way to do it. Well, all you have to do is be like, God, help me. And I get it, because I went through the dark time of, God, you don't exist, so I'm not praying to anything. There's no reason to pray. I was telling my niece and nephews, don't pray, because it's not going to do anything for you. God obviously doesn't exist. Then one day I told one of my nieces, Alyssa, she heard me. She overtaught me. She heard me talking. She overheard me talking to my stepbrother Elias. Shout out to Eli. She heard me talking to him, and Eli used to defend God. He used to say, you know, I can't believe you're saying God doesn't exist. What's wrong with you? And I started getting into Scientology. I started reading things on science. And I'm like, you know, bacteria creates this. Just talking about science and life on. I started going out there. And I was smoking weed at the time. So my mind, you know, when you smoke weed, you think you're Professor X. You think you know all. So I'm sitting here defending. I'm like, this is why. And this is why. And it was just crazy. Like, it got real crazy. Like, I was really going against God as hard as I could. And then my stepbrother used to always tell me, he's younger than me, to remind you, he would always tell me, like, you're going to see and God's going to open your eyes one day. And I'm just like, dude, shut up. Like, he's not listening to me. And I did rap songs purposely going against God. Like, I didn't want nothing to do with God. I'm telling you, I really didn't. And then my niece overheard us one day talking about it. She didn't come to me about it. She went to my mother, and she had told my mom, Do you know that Andre doesn't believe in God? So, you know, like I said, I never told my mom this before, so she didn't know. She was caught off guard herself. So I, the mother called me in and she said, Andre, what's this I'm hearing about you don't believe in God and all this and this and that? And I said, Ma, after what happened with Trinity, I just lost it. I just don't understand. And, you know, it took me a long time to get over that. That's my niece, and it took me a long time, but my mom started telling me there's scriptures and stuff that God has a reason for everything. Maybe God didn't want her in the environment she was in. Maybe God used Trinity to bring our family together. Because the crazy thing was at the funeral my aunt had preached, it is sad. The only time that family always comes together is funeral. Not the immediate family, not the outsiders. I'm talking about the family. Like everybody. And what happened when Trinity passed? Everybody came together. Everybody. People that we ain't seen in years. Just like when my grandfather died. He has a whole nother side of family that none of us really got to know. But when he passed away, everybody came. And I said, but why would God have to get a message across like that? Why would he take a child's life to get a message across? My mother said, that's not the reason that he did it, but that can be a part of his reasoning. Then what made me feel solidified and what made me know was just off of one of my nephew's dreams when he said, I seen Trinity in heaven, and she was older, she had angel wings, and she said, I'm okay. That right there gave me a flash forward and let me know that there's a reason to everything. And it may not be the way we like it, and it's a part of God's plan, but we can never, ever lose faith in him. Our country went from believing in him, and people think because someone like Trump says God and all this stuff, Trump's doing all this stuff for short timing. You got to understand, and the Christians that voted for Trump, you got to understand, we voted for him, not we, because I didn't vote for him, but Christians that voted for Trump, you voted for him because you felt Trump is that guy, Trump. But did you ever think, Christian people, that Trump is like Saul in the Bible? What happened back in those times? The people kept saying, we want a king. We want a king. And we wanted this and we want it. So God said, okay, y'all want something? Y'all want a ruler? Y'all don't feel like my reign's great? Y'all don't feel like I'm capable? Okay, I'm going to send Saul for y'all. God sent Saul. Saul was the worst. He was good at first and he became the worst. That's what happens. God says, okay, y'all want to keep asking, y'all want to keep doing this country, y'all want to keep saying this and that and this and that about me and not giving me credit, I'm gonna give y'all the worst y'all could possibly have. And the MIB be like, well, that's messed up. How's it messed up? He's letting us know, I hear what you're saying, and y'all want something, y'all feel like the leaders that y'all had ain't good, y'all feel, here you go, here's Trump, the worst. Now you guys deal with it for the year. So now we're dealing with it. And the Christians that voted for Trump, thinking he was really under God, you got to know them scriptures. The Bible says, be careful for people. Many people come in his name. Trump comes talking about, yeah, you know, God and, you know, Christmas back and Christ back. He's doing that because he knew that that would be all votes. He knew that would be the Christian community votes. That's why he did it. You got to think about this. Trump already knew it was going to manipulate the Christian community, the religious community, and we fell for it. And when I say we, once again, I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about the Christians fell for it. Now Trump's in office and we got to deal with him. But then I think about it, I'm like, but God's having Trump do certain things though that no other president can do or would do. Think about it, the advertising to get Christ back in Christmas, the whole talking about the Jewish and the Israelites and all that stuff and the embassies and all that stuff going on and the whole gay thing that's going on. Like, all those things are things that are being cleared up for the Christians, but we look at it, oh yeah, see, the Christians look at it, oh yeah, see, I made a good decision. You know, he's doing the right thing for the Christians, but he's doing the wrong thing when it comes to God, because he still has racism in him. He still has all that evil in him. A man of God's not going to go up there and talk about grabbing women by the area and doing the stuff he's doing. Trump's a pawn. He's a horrible, evil person. The only thing good comes behind him is there's certain things he can do for us Christians that no one else can. The abortion thing, all those type of things. So, back to the story of the whole atheism thing. Because I don't know if you could say it like that. But back to that. I started believing it again. And I started getting, I said, you know what, let me do more about God. Let me look more up about him. So I talked to my brother Eli about him, and we started reading up more stuff, and I started looking into it more, and I started thinking about it more. Then I said, the devil got me right when my niece died. He knew that depression could hit me, anger could hit me, frustration could hit me all at the same time and affect me, and it did. But God brought me back up. Not anybody else, it was God. I had to learn for myself, look in the Bible myself, look up stories myself to get back into religion. So as I when I got married, my wife, she wouldn't have a religious background, but when we got married, it started being her telling me more about God, and we should get more into God and more into church and stuff. And I did. I started getting more and more into God, and now I'm a youth minister, soon to be ordained minister in general. And it's because God showed me and God taught me the way around all those things. He taught me how to not think the way I was thinking. Our mindset's not his mindset. Our plan's not his plan. He has a whole different plan than what we know. So that's my story of how God can change you. And for anyone that is struggling with atheism, or you just don't believe in God, or you want to talk about it, I'm here because I went through it. I went through it and I blame God, and I felt like you do now, or even worse. Trust me. I'm willing to talk to anybody about it. Anyone that's struggling with that, anyone that's having a hard time, I will talk to you about it. Hit me up and let me know. But if you're struggling with it, just know. Look into the Bible. Look up scriptures that talk about why God does things. He has a reasoning for everything, even though there are reasons that we see have no, like cancer and all that. You're like, why? Like, what? What's cancer? There's a reasoning to everything. It might not be the best, and the decisions that happen, they might be bad. Sometimes people get taken out because they're evil or have evilness in them. And sometimes people just get taken out and there's no explanation, but it's God's plan, not our plan. Always remember that. But thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate it. I will be coming out with another podcast in a few days. Thank you guys for watching. Peace.